Hey, real quick, before we get started, Content Matters with a Z is our content marketing company that helps entrepreneurs tell their own stories to those who care. And here's the thing. We think every entrepreneur that is willing should have their own content platform. And we want to help make that happen, both by working directly with entrepreneurs and by sharing our own stories, exploring the craft of content marketing. Content Matters, one piece of content at a time. Learn more at kazcontent.com. So we were talking earlier, Mitch, and even in when we were starting to hit the record button here, and I said something about we're going to have a redundant backup of our recording because you never know when things are going to go bad. And I think that's one thing that I see like so much in its life, right? Or business, whatever that might be. And things just don't go the way you planned it. And I think the people that stay active in whatever it is that they do, right? And relation to what you do a lot is in the sales mode and being out in the streets and going to meet people and talking to people. If you stay active in that, you've built these contingency plans, like a backup recording for when things do go wrong or do go bad or not as expected. Yeah, it can throw you off a little bit and can make you question it. But after many years of doing that, you realize that if you just do those things, it has a tendency of working out.
Yeah, there's so many things that happen over the years. Of course, we've been doing this a long time, but there's always something. There's always something going on. We had 9/11 back in 2001, and of course, the markets dropped and everybody got nervous. And then 2008, you had the commercial loan collapse and nobody wanted to lend money and everybody was upset and the markets dropped. And then, of course, with what we've had in COVID, but yeah, everybody gets stressed and nervous, but the worst thing you can do is stop doing things. And so with the COVID, we just started changing the way we did it. People didn't want to meet with you at first. And so we said, okay, we'll do Zoom meetings, we'll do phone calls, we'll do scanning and DocuSign. And we've had actually a couple of really good years here in a time that people would say was really a crisis. But the worst thing you can do is stop your activity.
Yeah. You've said this to me a lot, whether we've had people internally or people we've worked with. And as we saw the trend go to a lack of production or a lack of results or whatever that would be, whether it was in sales or just actually anything that they're doing in business, I would call you up and we would talk about it, right? We'd always call each other up and talk about what's going right, what's going wrong and everything else, right? And you would always have this very simple line as you have a tendency to do, which is a compliment. And you'd say, they're not seeing enough people. Their activity isn't what it should be.
And I use the analogy of working out. So I try to work out almost every day. I'm 57 years old, and I told somebody one time, I said, well, I biked 20 miles yesterday. And they said, you know, you're lucky to be able to do that. And I said, it's not luck, because I've been doing it all my life. And so that's the thing, is activity breeds luck. And so if you are going out and seeing clients, and even on days, everybody has days where they go, I'm not confident what's going on today. I don't feel like I have anything going on today. But I don't know how many times I've gone out saying, you know, I really don't have anything set today. But then all of a sudden you get out, you start seeing some agents or you start seeing some clients. And pretty soon what happens is things start happening. Well, that's not luck. That's effort. And I think that's the message I would send to anybody when you get these kind of troubling times, is just keep the ball rolling. And you can't go home and sit on your couch. You got to keep the ball rolling and say, hey, if I can't do it this way, I'm going to do it another way, but I'm definitely going to do it.
And there's also a point too of the pivot, right? Because you mentioned COVID. And, you know, I would look at someone like you to say, okay, here's a guy who gets out there every single day. Like, I don't think there was a time before COVID that I talked to you where you were at your home office, right? Unless we just had to connect on a weekend and that's where you were, right? But every time you were out and about. Well, then COVID hits and you really can't. No one's seen anybody. And so you made a pivot to where, if you've always been on the phone, right? You'd be on a drive like you're doing right now from Greensboro to Mooresville. And you're going to be in the car for, say, an hour or whatever. And so you're going to make calls. So you've done that. But to like not have any face-to-face interaction with someone because you simply cannot do it, you were able to pivot really quickly to where Zoom became, and it was a lot of people, right? Because you didn't have a choice in the matter. And you came out the backside of that saying, you now have like another way of meeting with people. If I can't get there, if I can't be in Greensboro and Asheville, obviously at the same time, I can be more productive in saying, well, I can meet this person in Greensboro and I can have a Zoom call with this person in Asheville.
Right. And it really has created other opportunities for the ways to get things done. And I'm a face-to-face guy. I like to be in front of people because I like to see how people are reacting to what I'm telling them. Do you understand? Are you interested? Are you not interested? That helps me kind of pivot to other things if I can see how they're reacting. But we've done webinars. I've got a lot of funny stories about how I've sold insurance in the last couple of years. A lot of online stuff, a lot of DocuSign stuff, which is a little more cumbersome to me. It's a little more difficult than being in front of the client and knocking everything out. But I've even sold insurance. I had an annuity I sold last year where the client was sitting in the passenger seat of my car in a parking lot. And the agent was in the back seat, and we did a $200,000 annuity that way. So, you know, there's a lot of funny stories around that. And you always have to find ways to creatively continue to do what you're doing.
Yeah. You also don't lose out on the other aspects of what you do every day. For example, your son right now is a senior as we're recording this, and he played college football, and you wanted to go to all of his games in Virginia. And no different than this weekend, you're going to Pittsburgh to see the Steelers. I was going to say the Pirates or the Penguins. I'm like, wait, the Steelers. I knew that, right? It was just like drawn a blank in my head. But in the Titans game, and you know, a lot of times in sales, it's like go, go, go. And how do you turn it off? And we all know about recharging and taking a break and all that. But when you have those things coming up and you have a big event in front of you, whether it's a trip or something else, that's kind of like taking you outside of what you do every day. How does that make you feel on the front end of it before you go? And then how easy is it to get back in the game after you've come back from something? Like, is it something that looms? You know it's going to be fun. I know you're excited about it, so it's not like you regret having to go on this trip, but like you have to get outside of what you do on a day-to-day basis to then get in the car, to drive to Pittsburgh, and that's fun, right? Again, and then to come back off of it to say, well, you could easily lose that momentum because you took yourself out of the environment completely. How do you see it from on the front end and on the back end?
Well, that's the thing. 15 years ago, we had a mutual boss, and you know, he told me that nobody's going to drive by your house and want to buy insurance from you. So he told me, he said, you know, first day, and I knew nothing about selling insurance. I was on the property and casualty side, but he said, you know, 85% of your time needs to be out in front of people. And that was 25 years ago, and I've never gotten over it. I mean, I just have always said, hey, I want to be out in front of people every second of every day. And so the thought of doing something during the day on a weekday other than doing sales was zero. There's no chance I'm going to do that. But now it's kind of interesting. I'm taking, for example, today at 1:30, I have a guitar lesson. Well, that's totally out of character for me to be in the middle of the day going and doing something for myself. A buddy and I also have taken up disc golf, and we go out and I'll take an hour and a half. Now, he's an agent of mine, so I kind of feel like I'm still marketing to that agent playing disc golf with him. So the things have changed, and the ability to be able to say, I can come back to my job at 5 o'clock. I can come back to my job at 6:30. So all the different changes that have gone on with WebExes and phone calls and things that we can do have really loosened things up for me. But yeah, it does. If you're in that routine, you know, like Friday at 3 o'clock, we're going to start heading up to Pittsburgh. Well, that could stress me out if I got a lot going on, but I can do it from the car. So that's another thing, is I can make calls. And then, like you said, when you come back, you know, you got to get back in the groove. But again, I try to do things like the day before to try to get my mind back around what I'm doing so that you hit the ground running on Monday. So,
yeah, it's almost like a non-negotiable. Like during these times, you're going to do these things, but also allowing yourself to get better at it, right? Like,
yep.
You had a way of like being stuck in your way, right? Being honest.
Yep.
And like, this is the way it's going to be. And I don't understand how you can be at your house and how you could do a Zoom call. That doesn't make, until you didn't have a choice. And you're like, oh, wait a second. Maybe I don't have the answers. Maybe I can be wrong. And I think that's something that it's a power in many ways to be able to change your mind, to be willing, not to say to change it on the fly every single day in your thesis of what you do or your philosophy of what you do. Like, do you have that ability to change the way you do things? And I think that's an important thing, because we get caught up in these frameworks of things that we've heard over and over and over again, and they become just, that's the way it is. Well, maybe it's not the way it is.
Yeah. The only thing constant is change. I mean, things are going to change, and there's going to be other events that are going to happen down the road. Hopefully it won't be another COVID situation, but there's other events that are going to happen. They're going to modify what you're doing. And it could be a political thing. It could be an economic thing, but you just have to keep spinning. And one of my agents, he always says, you just have a quiver full of arrows. And so a client says this, and you grab your other arrow and you have another solution. And that's what you want, is to have that solution.
Yeah. And in this podcast and in future episodes, there's a lot of conversation I want to get into about a lot of changes. And some of them are how we started working together over here, right? Where we are today. And we don't have to get into that one because I think that's what we'll start an episode off with, that type of conversation and what took place and what was that like and the emotions that went into all of that, because that's a big deal. And I think a lot of people are intrigued by those types of stories, but change in the sense of like, where do you invest your money and how do you invest your money? I mean, things are changing constantly right now. And you just, you know, it was like CNBC, I had it on in the background just yesterday or whatever it was. And again, this isn't any sort of investment advice. It's not what we're talking about here, but like the Bitcoin price was up there. It wasn't just months ago where they wouldn't even really talk about it, right? So that's interesting. Or if you talk about someone like they don't invest in life insurance or they don't put their money in, who knows what that change is. So we've talked about more of the sales and the philosophies and the activity that we have, but I want to go into something else. If you're not in the life insurance business at all, this may be interesting to you. It may not be. So either way, you can just go to the next episode when that's out. But getting into a quick topic about insurance sales, I don't want to spend too much time on it because I think we can elaborate on these some more as well. Well, you've talked about, and we talked about before, is cash value life insurance, but not just that. But what are you seeing today as a topic of maybe it's concern in the consumer's eyes as to where they put their money and what does that look like and how life insurance somehow can play a role in that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is taxation. And, you know, we just did a webinar with John Hancock with some agents on that topic on tax proposals. Now, there were a lot of wild tax proposals that were almost unbelievable that were coming out of the current administration. They definitely are spending money as fast as they can spend it, and they're looking for ways to get more tax revenue. Some of them were outrageous. Unfortunately, they took some of those things out of the final bill. But the biggest thing is for higher income clients, tax rates are going to go up. I also think for the tax rates in the future on retirement assets are going to be higher as well. So the one thing that we're seeing is people are looking at other opportunities where they have access to some bucket of money that could be tax-free. And life insurance can be one of those because of the loan provisions that are in life insurance. So you can borrow the money versus withdrawing taxable money. And that separate bucket that could be tax-free, it could be really important in retirement because tax rates are not going to go down. We used to joke about, hey, when I'm retired and my tax rates are lower, I think those days are gone. So people that have done a good job of saving money, the whammy is going to be the tax rate that you're going to pay to get your money out of those retirement assets. So that's something we're seeing a lot of. In addition to that, having the long-term care riders or the other type of living benefit riders that you can put on some of these life insurance contracts where the insured can actually benefit if they need that in retirement or if they need home health care, nursing home, things like that. Those are the hot topics that we're talking a lot about now.
Well, this is good, man. We continue this. We've done other conversations in and around this space before, but this is going to be very specific, very isolated. Hopefully, we'll take on a couple of topics, something along the lines of, like we said, sales, activity, stories. You have a lot of good stories. And then getting into some topic or what's going on in the marketplace today, because it's changing. There's a lot of changes. There's infrastructure bills that are out there, right? There's a lot of money the government's put into it. Like you said, taxes is a big deal. Somehow, some ways, at some point in time, people are going to have to recover. The government's going to need some of that money back somehow, right? So how are they going to do that? So anyway, this is good. This is a good start. I appreciate the time. We're going to keep doing these things, man. So thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
One of my favorite things about CashSource is the opportunity to chat with amazing business leaders and entrepreneurs. We hope you enjoyed the conversation. If you want to connect, you can find me on LinkedIn or visit us at CashSource.com. Thank you for listening to this CashSource production. Entrepreneur Perspectives, building and protecting your business one podcast at a time. Content Matters with a Z is our content marketing company that helps entrepreneurs tell their own stories to those who care. And here's the thing, we think every entrepreneur that is willing should have their own content platform, and we want to help make that happen, both by working directly with entrepreneurs and by sharing our own stories, exploring the craft of content marketing. Content matters, one piece of content at a time. Learn more at cascontent.com.